Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The final prophet of Allah سبحانه وتعالى رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said إن الله وكل بي قبري مَلَكًا أَعْطَاهُ أَسْمَعَ الْخَلَائِكِ فَلَا يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِإِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ قَدْ صَلَّ عَلَيْكَ Meaning, indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel to my grave which has been granted power to hear the voices of the entire creation. So, there is no one who sends a salat upon me until the day of judgment, except that it informs me of his name and the name of his father, saying, so and so, son of so and so, has sent salat upon you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My name is Madani Channel. Welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet. Simply the best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The life of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is so unique and matchless that everyone can make an attempt to follow. Nobody led a life like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kept a perfect balance in all aspects of life, whether it is dealing with family, community people, business, trade, his character was exemplary. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's character was exemplary in all aspects of life, be it childhood, be it adulthood, be it before Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood, be it after Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. Yet, the lifestyle of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is so simple, it is easy to follow by his ummah so they can attain salvation on the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the blessed childhood, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's character was unmatched. After the passing of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the paternal uncle of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, started bringing him up. He was extremely impressed by the pious and endearing childhood qualities of his blessed nephew. Abu Talib would often remain with him, whether inside or outside home. Abu Talib would eat food and drink water with him and would put him to bed near himself. Abu Talib would not let him disappear from his sight even for a moment. Abu Talib himself has stated, I never saw him telling a lie or cheating anyone or hurting anyone's feeling or playing with ill-mannered boys or talking about anything indecent. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was extremely well-mannered and soft-spoken with excellent habits, great character and piety. The childhood of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ended and he entered into the youth. Like his childhood, his youth was also unique. In his youth, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of modesty, chastity and dignity. Even before the declaration of Nubuwa, his life was treasure of good manners and habits. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had qualities such as truthfulness, honesty, loyalty, fulfillment of promises, respect for elders, sympathy for younger ones, affection for relatives, mercy, generosity, service to the nation, sympathy with friends, comforting relatives, caring for the poor and the destitute, behaving nicely even towards enemies and well-wishing for creatures. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had such unique attributes that very great human beings could not even think of them, let alone having them. Less talking, avoid useless talking, and meeting friends and enemies with smiling face, talking about any matter sincerely and truthfully, were some of the unique attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was completely free from all bad habits and bad attributes such as greed, fraud, deception, lying, drinking alcohol, singing, plundering, looting, stealing, indecent talking, etc. It was as if all these bad habits were in the nature of the child in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. But he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was free from all of them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was famous for his honesty, truthfulness, and trustworthiness in the entire Arabia. Everyone, whether old or young, was highly impressed with his good character and all held him in very high regards. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it was because of his matchless character that before he announced his prophethood, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was already known as Sadiq and Amin. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, after Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made the declaration of Nabuwa, his enemies tried very hard to find even a minor fault in his character or something even slightly improper in any phase of his life in order to damage his prestige, in order to damage his honor, to stain his honor, but they could not do so. Historians reveal that thousands of enemies spared no effort to find anything indecent in order to point a finger at him, but they could not find any such thing. Hence, every human being must accept the fact that the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so unique and amazing that it is impossible for any other than a Nabi to have it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character was par excellence. The words cannot describe the excellence of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Lord of Alameen, the one who created everything, the one who says kun, meaning be and it becomes, is himself praising the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly, O beloved, your excellent character is of a superb standard. One of the greatest devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq ke husn o ada ki qasam. Meaning, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah termed your blessed manners in glorious Quran the exalted and sublime, and blessed your apparent appearance with incredible beauty. By Rabb Azza wa Jal, who adorned your blessed personality with excellent actions. By Rabb Azza wa Jal, neither there came anybody as supremely beautiful as you, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and nor could anyone be like you in the future. Definitely. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today, how can the enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam call him to be an ill-mannered person after more or less 1400 years? Even at that time when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present amongst his enemies and showed his character actively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So what a great mercy it is from Allah that, O beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them, and if you had been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have certainly been anxious in your surrounding. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the daughter of Hatim Ta'i was presented in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I am the daughter of Hatim Ta'i. My father has passed away and my brother Adi ibn Hatim has fled, leaving me alone. I am a helpless woman. Please do me a favor. The Lord will bestow grace upon you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam freed her and blessed her with one camel too for her journey. After becoming Muslim, she went to her brother Adi ibn Hatim and informed him about the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and highly praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After listening to the great character and manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through his sister, Adi ibn Hatim became extremely impressed and went to Medina without seeking any refuge. People brought this news in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Adi ibn Hatim has arrived in an extremely merciful and gracious manner. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Adi ibn Hatim in his merciful hand and said, "O Adi, what was the thing that you had run away from? Did you run away from saying, 'La ilaha illallah'? Is anyone else other than the Almighty Allah worthy to be worshipped?" Adi ibn Hatim said, "No." Then he became a Muslim by reciting the kalima. Upon his embracing Islam, the beautiful face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lit with pleasure. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also blessed him with special bounties. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the greatest and the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was a perfect embodiment of excellent attributes such as forbearance, forgiveness, mercy, bounty, justice, generosity, self-sacrifice, hospitality, avoidance of brutality, bravery, fulfillment of promise, excellent handling of matters, patience, contentment, polite conversation, happy look on the face, sociability, promoting equality, comforting others, simplicity, unreservedness, humbleness, modesty, etc. The list can go on. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has reached the height of these attributes, building up a perfect picture of his blessed manner in one sentence. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." The manner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam perfectly reflected the observance of Quranic teachings. My dear viewers of Madani channel, a person once asked the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about good manners, while the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the following verse: خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, "Good manners mean that you should gracefully treat the one who breaks off a relation with you. You be generous to the one who deprives you, and you forgive the one who oppresses you." So then Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "Meeting people with smiling face, treating them kindly, and avoiding causing harm to anyone are the traits of a well-mannered person." My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with countless qualities. Allah granted qualities to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that are unmatched. He was sent to perfect the righteous character. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allaha ba'athani bitamami makarim al-akhlaqi wa kamali mahasin al-af'al." Meaning, "Verily, Allah has sent me to complete and perfect righteous character and good deeds." My dear viewers of Madani channel, one of the aims of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam coming in the world is to rectify the character and matters of the people by eradicating bad habits and inculcating in them the best manners. Hence the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through his words, deeds and actions, set a code of conduct and practically implemented it in every walk of life. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also urged us to stick to it in all circumstances. The wealth of good manners, which is a special blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, is granted to the fortunate people only. Good manners beautify the character of a person, while bad manners make it ugly and disgusting. Someone has rightfully said, "Hai falah o kamrani, narmi o asani mein, har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein." My dear viewers of Madani channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed his perfect and righteous character in all aspects of life. Before embracing Islam, Zaid bin Sa'ana radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a scholar from a non-believer. He bought dates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. According to the commitment, one or two days were still left in the delivery of the dates. But Zaid bin Sa'ana strictly made the demand of the dates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a very aggressive and bitter tone in the presence of a crowd. Holding the blessed kurta and shawl of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and looking severely and sternly towards him, Zayd bin Sana shouted, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is the way of all of you, the offspring of Abdul Muttalib. You always delay fulfilling the rights of people. It has become your habit to delay dealings with the matters of others." Seeing it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala lost his temper, and with an extremely angry look, he radiallahu ta'ala said, "O the enemy of Almighty, you are misbehaving towards the Rasul of the Almighty in this way. By Almighty, if respect for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had not stopped me, I would have beheaded you with my sword right now." Listening to it, the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O Umar, what are you saying? You should have helped both of us by encouraging me to fulfill his right and by advising him to make the demand in a polite manner." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered, "O Umar, give him the dates which he deserves and give him some more." When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him dates more than what he deserved, so he said, "O Umar, why are you giving me dates more than I deserve?" Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Since I had frightened you by looking at you angrily, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has ordered me to give you dates more than you deserve in order to comfort you and please you." Listening to it, Zayd bin Sa'ana said, "O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you recognize me? I am Zayd bin Sa'ana." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Are you Zayd bin Sa'ana who is a leading scholar of Jew?" "Yes," the reply came. Listening to this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Why did you show disrespect for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this way?" Zayd bin Sa'ana said, "O Umar, the thing is, I studied the signs of the last Nabi in Torah. I found all of those in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but there were two more signs which I was to find in him by testing him. One of the signs is that his forbearance will remain dominant over ignorance of others. The more he is treated ignorantly, the more his forbearance will increase. Therefore, in this way, I have found these signs in him, and I testify that he is certainly the truthful Nabi. And O Umar, I am a very rich man. Be witness to the fact that I will give half of my wealth to charity for the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Zayd bin Sa'ana then came to the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and embraced Islam by reciting the kalima. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the paradigm of exalted morals and manners that no matter how much anybody would hurt him, show rudeness, treat him with disrespect, speak ill of his family. In short, if anyone would go to any extent crossing all limits of bad manners, but hats off to the possessor of the most exalted character that he, instead of being aggressive, always showed gentleness, tolerance, and patience. Any single act of scolding, threatening, beating, or staring angrily, or any other act of any kind of bad manner towards any ill-mannered individual from the beloved Rasul is beyond imagination. Rather, he showed such an incredible mercy towards ill-mannered and rude people, which enthralled them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Undoubtedly, through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah, fasting during the day, and worshipping at night." Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Through good manners, a person can attain the rank of the one who performs the salatu tahajjud and remains thirsty owing to fasting in hot summer." My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the quality of good manners, that one can attain such a high status only with good manners. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "There is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, shall I not give you the news about the best of all among you? We said, why not? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is well-mannered amongst you. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. People love them and they love people. And those amongst you would be disliked and distant from me in my company are the ones who are ignorant, boastful and talkative. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it becomes very clear that we must adopt good manners in all aspects of our life. The life of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a clear example for us. The last hadith makes it very clear that if we want to be near and dear to Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we must adopt good manners and start reforming our character. Being rude to someone just because he or she was rude to me is not a good trait. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal says, I have created mankind through my knowledge. When I intend goodness for a person, I grant him good manners. And when I am displeased with someone, I inflict bad manners on him. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, leader of believers, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not guide you about the good manners of the people of the past and the future? I humbly replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do guide me about it. The greatest and the noblest Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relations with the one who breaks off relations with you. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I was walking with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was wearing a thick and rough cornered shawl from Najran at the time. Suddenly, a villager caught him and pulled the shawl with such a violent jerk that it left a scratch on the soft and delicate blessed neck of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The villager then said, order that some of the wealth of Allah azza wa jal you have with you be given to me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam paid attention to the villager and smiled looking towards him, showing great forbearance and forgiveness. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered that some wealth be given to him. In Khaybar, a woman whose name was Zainab gave Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam poison, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took no revenge. Labib bin Asim cast a magic spell on Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was informed about it by means of revelation, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not even question him. Ghuras bin al-Haris pulled the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam out of his sheath and drew it on him with the intention of martyring him. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, Ghuras said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is now going to save you from me? Allah, was the reply from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the sword fell from the hands of Ghuras, overawed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Picking up the sword in his blessed hand, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, now tell me, who is going to save you from me? Ghuras implored beseechingly, you spare my life. The greatest and the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave him and let him go. Then Ghuras returned to his people and said, O people, I have come here after meeting such a person who is the best amongst all humans of the world. The disbelievers of Makkah spared no effort to inflict every type of cruelty on the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Despite this, on the day of the conquest of Makkah, when the tyrant and cruel chiefs of Quraysh were trembling fearfully and standing helplessly in the haram of Kaaba and were fearing revenge, surrounded by the troops of the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave and released those cruel and brutal people by saying, "Today there is no questioning to you. Go, all of you are free." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, blessed companions radiallahu anhum caught and brought a disbeliever and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this person had intended to kill you." The disbeliever was panicked and trembling. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not feel any fear at all. Even if you had intended to kill me, it does not matter, because you could have never dominated me, as the Allah Almighty has promised to protect me." In short, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are thousands of occasions in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam which shows that forbearance and forgiveness, enduring suffering and forgiving and releasing enemies despite being capable enough to take revenge on them, are the blessed habits of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the traits of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the great features of his character which are matchless in the entire world. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated, "The Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never took revenge on anyone for any personal reasons. However, if anyone indulged in something declared haram by Allah azza wa jal, so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam surely questioned him." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one of the many qualities of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was that he forgave even his harshest enemies and through his character invited them to righteousness. Sayyidina Jabir bin Sumra radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The best amongst the Muslims is the one who is the best in manners." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of manners through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.